When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit aaccfoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our hosts, Dr. Tim and Zach Clinton.
Hey, thanks for that, Jim. This is Dr. Tim Clinton to welcome you and to let you know that I think you're going to love today's broadcast. My son, Zach, caught up recently with Hannah Keeley. Her ministry is called Moms Mastery University, and that's exactly what she does. She supports women to achieve and excel in the art of parenting. She does it with grace, faith, and a kind and loving biblical stance. Let's join them now.
Miss Hannah, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to be here. This is great.
We are going to have a blast. I can't wait just to sit down with you and to unpack just a powerful word that you brought for so many women at our most recent Extraordinary Women event in Lynchburg, Virginia, hosted at Thomas Rowe Baptist Church. That place was packed out. Over 5,000 women who were coming hungry to worship, to grow in relationship with God, in relationship with one another. Hannah, you brought the house down. You have this sense of energy and excitement and joy about you. I'm interested just up front, where does the passion really come from?
Well, first of all, that event, like, dude, I couldn't have bought anything that those women didn't bring, right? Like, I felt like I was in a room full of my sisters.
That's
and
right.
It was so much fun. It's like, we know what everybody's doing. We know how we're living our lives, how we're parenting, how we're getting by. So it was that environment where those women just brought their real selves. I brought my real self. And the cool thing, Holy Spirit showed up. Like, thank you, Jesus, right?
That's right. It was amazing just to hear what you said. And I love how you get those women up and out of their seats and involved, you know what I mean, and interacting in what you do. I think that was so powerful. Hannah, you're a blessing just to be able to glean, again, from your wealth of knowledge and of wisdom and experience that you've accumulated over the years. It's just remarkable how real you are, and I think that's what people love about you. You have an incredible presence. Tons of women are flocking to you. You are the founder of Mom Mastery University, where you developed coaching strategies. I read that combined the best of neurological science with the truth of God's word to help moms really get the fast, dramatic, and sustainable help and results that they are so desperately seeking. Hannah, I know you vulnerably shared at our event just a couple of days ago about a time in your life that really birthed some of, you know, these dreams and these aspirations. But that time you described as almost like a breakdown in a pile of laundry.
Oh my goodness, Zach, absolutely. Because here's the deal, like our breakdowns, if we break down at the feet of Jesus, will always lead to a breakthrough. Yeah. So I think it was one of those moments where, you know, you come to the end of yourself and you hit rock bottom and you realize who the rock really is, right? Like the rock is Jesus, and you land on that, and that's what allows you to move forward. But it was that day that, you know, I don't know if any mom who is listening has ever felt this, but my life was so like spinning out of control. First of all, we didn't have any money. I mean, like I'm talking like some people say there's nothing to eat in the house. That means there's nothing I want to eat in the house. Like, no, baby, we didn't have anything to eat in the house. I had creditors calling. We didn't have any money. And it was that financial pressure that was struggling under, like, we were literally like living below the poverty line in subsidized housing. It was really difficult for us. And this moment when, you know, I'm first of all, had that financial pressure, and then my body, I had just like let it go. I was out of shape. And the worst part of it is it wasn't the money. It wasn't like being out of shape. It wasn't like having all the stress, headaches and everything. It was the anxiety that gripped my soul every day, and the depression I went to bed with every night. Like it was such a struggle for me, thinking I'm a failure, I'm a bad mom. I remember thinking, God, why did you give me these children just to mess them up? Like I just felt like such a loser. And it's just what the enemy wanted me to feel, right? If he can like strip us of our power, then he can bring out whatever, you know, depression, anxiety, destruction he wants to in our lives. And I was broke, busted, disgusted, you name it. And I remember this one day I was walking in with a load of laundry, and I laughed thinking about it, Zach, because I had full intention to just pile on top of the other seven loaves that were already there on the floor, that I was like, oh, I'm going to fold them soon, one day. Meanwhile, I'm like, you know, every mom knows this, like going through it, finding the clean underwear, right? Finding the clean leggings, that kind of thing. But I remember I had full intention just to throw that laundry down, and I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror. And the only way I can describe it was like dead mom walking. I had no life, right? I was wearing my husband's clothes because I was so out of shape. It's all I could fit into. My greasy hair pulled back because I hadn't taken a shower in a couple days. But all of that would have been okay if I just didn't see what I saw in my eyes, which was like nothing. It was just like lifeless. And I remember at that point, I just broke down. And basically I broke down on top of the laundry and was bawling my eyes out. And I was thinking, you know, God, please help me. Please help me. I'm just praying out to God to help me with this, you know, wanting a miracle. Like he's the God of miracles, right? He's the God of breakthroughs. Like I needed a miracle and I wasn't getting it. And I remember hearing the voice of God, Zach, so clearly. And he said, get up and fold your laundry. And I didn't want to hear that. Like, I'm just being real with you. I did not want to. I wanted a knock at the door, you know, a check for $1 million to help me pay off my debt. I wanted someone to come in and like say, oh, we have this wonderful weight loss drug that you can, like, I wanted anything but to actually take action. And I remember thinking, all right, all of my clever strategies up to this point, like I was a behavior therapist at the time. Right. I should know how to do this, but I was doing it apart from God. Yes. And everything I'd been trying to do came to nothing. And that is exactly what our plans will do. Apart from God, they will go to nothing. And so I realized, all right, I can either stay on this track that I'm on, which doesn't look good. Like there is a way that seems right unto men, and in the end thereof, there's surely death. I don't want that. And I did the most radical thing I'd ever done. Be obedient. I just got up and I folded my laundry. And I'm not saying I got a miracle in that place, but I know something miraculous happened in that place because I learned the power of just executing what God's design for my life was. And it started me on a road where now, like, I could, looking back, I feel like it's a different person, Zach. Yeah. Totally different person.
I love that, Hannah, because what your story reminds me of is almost that of like Elijah in 1 Kings 19, where he finds himself, right? This is a man who had seen the goodness and the faithfulness of God displayed in his life time and time again, right? But yet he was listening, like you had mentioned, to maybe the wrong voice. And then in that moment, it sparked a lot of fear. It sparked a lot of worry to the point where he's asking God to take his own life. He goes on this journey into the wilderness, founds himself at Mount Horeb, and God asks him, Elijah, what are you doing here, right? Not geographically, but how did you get to the place where you began to doubt me, where you forgot what I was capable of? And I love, he mentions back to God, well, I feel lonely, right? But then God gives him, like he gave you, a direct assignment, fold your laundry. He tells Elijah, go back to where you came from, right? I have an assignment for you. But then he reminds him in the midst of it that I have reserved 7,000 that have not bent the knee to Baal, right? That you are not alone in this fight. Women need to hear that. Women need to hear stories just like yours. And that's what I love about you, is that you are so unashamedly, you're not afraid to be broken. You're not afraid to be vulnerable, because we need people like that. But let's be real, Hannah. The past 4 years have been rough on everybody, right? Yeah. I mean, we always say we've moved from a mental health crisis into a mental health disaster. There's a lot of moms out there who have a lot of fear going on. I mean, from what they're seeing and what they know their kids are seeing online with this technology addiction stuff, to the indoctrination that's happening within our educational systems, the mass shootings, there's a reason to be afraid, Hannah.
Yeah.
For you personally, you're a mom of seven. I'm interested, what's the difference that you're seeing in being a mom in 2023 as compared to even just a couple of years ago? And let's just say, you know, what are your main concerns, and what are you hearing on the front lines from all the moms you have the opportunity of coaching and helping?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing about moms, the mom brain has a very strong negative bias. Yeah. So that cognitive bias is like, we always see the worst in everything. Now, that's not judgment. That's just what it is. Like, we are designed as a mom to be protective and to watch out for our kids. Like, God designed our brain to do that. But he did not design our brain to operate successfully in fear. Yes. And so we can operate, we can use fear in a strong way as a warning, right? When God, we can listen to God and then operate with protection. But when we allow that to spiral into anxiety and this free-floating like worry and stress, we are so not productive. Right. Now we've just been like, powerless. We totally disempowered in that place. So what I like to help moms understand is that's our natural mind, and that's okay. We don't need to judge ourselves or being like, oh, I shouldn't stress, I shouldn't worry. Like, no, that's just your natural mind. However, because we have a relationship to God through Jesus, we also have a supernatural mind. Mm-hmm. Like the word says, we have the mind of Christ. So it's almost in that place. Like, I have this little funny thing I do with moms, because I do a lot of anchoring in my practice, and it helps moms. It just helps them with their mom brain, right? And so one of these things I do is when we start to get that alert and that anxious response, we see something on social media, just like you said, we're scrolling, we see this, you know, the shooting, we see like what's happening in other countries, we see terrorist activities. Of course, our brain's gonna like, everything's gonna fire, warning, warning, warning. So I tell moms, here's what you do. You're right. Can I be a little silly on the
Come
show?
On,
is that
please,
okay? Because that, it's effective, right? So I tell them, hold up, wait a minute, put a little super in it, right?
It.
So so we have a natural mind, but we need to put a little super in it. And that means to exchange our mind of stress and worry for that mind of Christ, which now we can rest. Like Jesus even said, why are you not faithful? Like, why do you have such little faith in that anxiety? He's not judging us. He's like, learn from me, grow in me, see how I respond to things. So the way Jesus responded was he commanded. He was able to bind and loose. And so that's how we need to be a supernatural mom. We need to be, oh, no, no, as for me in my house, mm-hmm. we're going to serve the Lord. Like, go to the Word. If you want to see it in your world, which is your family for moms, then you got to go to the Word.
Yes.
And we go to the Word. We say, no, well, I'm hemmed in with his protection. I'm not going to cower in fear. I'm going to move forward in faith and know that God is my protector. He is my defender. All things, no matter what it looks like, are working out for good for those who are called by God according to his purpose. Like, I'm just spouting it off so much that the enemy turns his tail and runs away. Like, you just can't. With a supernatural mind, which every mom can have access to, now you are the one calling the shots.
Come on. I love
Come
that.
On.
That's what you just shared at eLemon is out of 1 Peter 5:7, right? Where you really mentioned cast the whole of our cares onto the Lord, for he cares for us. And I think that is exactly what people need to do. Like you said, put a little super in it, right? That supernatural thought life and just being able to catch, challenge, and change those things. I think another big thing, though, Hannah, that you're probably seeing a lot of is not only the fear and anxiety that grips so many moms out there right now, but also this level of, you know, productivity and just overindulgence in daily activities throughout life to where they aren't really finding much rest, right?
Right.
What would you say to a woman out there who just feels, you know, worn thin? She's exhausted right now, Hannah.
Yeah.
How can she begin to find rest? And truly, just like our theme at UM this past year, how can she begin abiding in Christ?
You know, it's so true. There are so many women who are convinced, and I'm going to use that word, convinced that they are exhausted, that they have no time, that they can't change their lives no matter what they do. And there are so many women who have come to me with that situation. Here's what I'm saying. You can try to go through what do I do over and over and over. You can Google the steps, right? Where we know how to lose weight. We know how to declutter. We know how to manage our time. We know how to manage our money. So why aren't we? Because of our thoughts. So if we can remember, we're not human doings, we're human beings. And now if we work with our thoughts, we can turn all that around. That's when you start seeing results. I mean, one time I was coaching someone on this live format. There's like a lot of people and it's like a hot seat coaching, right? Yeah. And this woman came on second. She's like, I do not have any time. Like I have this going on, this going on, this going on, this going on. Don't have any time. I can't clean up. I said, could you grab your phone for me just a minute? Cause she was on her laptop. I said, go to this app called Screen Time and tell me what number's on that. 8 hours, 39 minutes.
Wow.
I said, don't tell me you don't have time. Right. Tell me you don't choose time wisely. And let's fess up. I would rather distract myself from what's really going on in my life than to actually take action on changing it.
Hannah, ultimately, each Christian mom, those listening even today, is tasked with training their children to hear God's voice and to walk in truth no matter where our culture's heading. Practically speaking, though, that's easier said than done. So, Hannah, let me ask you, how do you do this on a daily basis when you're even running a million miles an hour, speaking, helping, coaching? How do you prioritize those things?
Absolutely. That's really important because we are called to this task. We are called to raise up our children in the way that they should go so that when they're older, they're not going to depart from it, right? We want to train them up to meditate on his word, to the effects of what his word can do in their life. Now, when all culture is operating in this godless fashion, right? Right, turning away from God, turning away from truth, moral relativism out the ears, like that I consider a tug of war. And this is what I mean. A lot of moms consider when they're raising their children as a tug of war. My kid's on one side, I'm on the other. I'm trying to get him or her to do this, and they're trying to do this. And it's like this constant battle. That's not a battle I ever want to participate in. Right. I believe that we do have a tug of war, and I'm always going to be on the side with my child, and the enemy is on the other side trying to pull them in that direction. So no matter what, I've got their back. Mm. I'm going to support them. I'm going to encourage them, and I'm not going to dilute God's word to try to make myself more relevant. I mean, one time, Zach, I was in like a pharmacy, something with my daughter. We were standing there and we were looking at some things. Like every mom and their daughter can get lost in a drugstore because there's all the makeup, there's all the cool things, right? All the new products. So we were sitting there looking at all the makeup and Zach, she started crying. Mm. Like we were having this like fun daughter mother day. And I said, girl, what is wrong? She's like, I just love you. And I said, wait, what's going on though? She said, I'm telling this to a mom to just ease her mind. She said, you've never judged me for anything I've done wrong. Mm. I could always come to you. Now, I will not ever say my children are perfect. I shared plenty of stories about my children. But I will say, I don't want to hold judgment over them because I don't want anything to put me on the other side of that rope. Mm. I'm going to be with them and I'm going to be open. I'm going to hear them. I'm going to come alongside them because God doesn't judge us. He poured all that judgment on Jesus. So I want them to know that, you know what? I'm going to show up as well as I can, the the way God wants me to show up. And it would never be in judgment. It would always be in love. And you're safe with me. I got you. And we're going to move through this together.
That's so good. That's fighting not face to face, but back to back. Like you just mentioned, right?
Brother.
Being on the home team with one another. I think parents can often find themselves, like you said, on the other side of that rope, but making sure you're prioritizing, not through judgment or anything like that, but actually through support, through attunement, through emotional availability, just showing up and being there for your kids. Yeah. I love that word of encouragement. Hannah, something that we always love to do here, though, before I get some more information on Mom Mastery University, I want to talk about a word of hope that you have for any mom out there that may be going through just the ringer right now, maybe feels like their back is pressed up against the wall, like they're drowning, they feel discouraged, they're disappointed with the way things are, maybe they feel deflated, even to the point of feeling defeated. Yeah. Hannah, what's the word of hope, encouragement, and motivation that you would leave that mother with today to help mobilize them in living, loving, and leading differently on the road ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I want that mom to know right now, number one, she's enough. Okay, she's enough. I don't care what your house looks like. I don't care how much mildew you have in your bathtub. I don't care how high that laundry pile is. You're enough and you're okay. Okay, that's what I needed to know. I'm okay. I'm still showing up. I may be showing up not 100%, but you know what? I'm still showing up. I'm still getting out of bed and I'm putting my feet on the floor. And so number one, you're enough. And I want you to know in the middle of that pain, when it becomes unbearable, when it becomes, I don't know what tomorrow holds, Hannah. I don't know how I can move through this. You don't know what my kids are doing. You don't know how my family's falling apart. You don't know what my husband's doing. I'm going to tell you, God does, and he hasn't changed. Amen. And he is with you. He is not against you. And any judgment you have over yourself is not from him. And know this, you're going to be okay.
Such good words. You are enough. And you're going to be okay.
Sometimes it's that simple, dude.
Sometimes it is that simple. And that is encouragement. You are such an encourager. If God has given you any gift, I think that's exactly what it is. And you mentioned from eWomen Stage that you aren't another motivational speaker. Girl, you are motivational and you're inspirational. So you need to get that out of the bio because you are incredible at what you do. Truly, you really are. I wanted to ask too, because there are a lot of women out there that may have heard this episode with you and they're like, dude, I want to do whatever that woman is doing. Hannah, where can they find out more about Mom Mastery University? And also, can you just share some more information on it and just all of the different resources that you're offering to so many people?
Oh, absolutely. Go to mommastery.com. That's our university. We have all different levels, like no matter if you were trying to get in and try it out, no matter if you want to get in. And I do weekly coaching with all of our elite moms inside of there every single week. So we've got like, and also when you sign up for that, you get your own coach. So I actually train coaches to work one-on-one with moms. So get inside, but don't just sit and think about it. Like that's what moms are notorious for doing. Well, I'll just think about it. No, you've been thinking about it. Every time you're in stress, you've been thinking about it, right? And so take that next step and get inside. You can find out about me. You know what? I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram. Just hit me up. I answer all of my messages. I don't have a team that does that. I actually do that because I care for moms so much. I want them to know the words that they need to hear.
I love that. Go to mommastery.com. Please take advantage, again, of these invaluable resources that Hannah and her team are offering so many that feel maybe helpless or feel hopeless or feel broken, because they will instill that message of hope in you each and every day. Hannah, you truly are a blessing. And I just wanted to thank you again personally for all the incredible things that you're doing. Thank you again for joining us at eWomen. Thank you for joining us on the show today. And thank you for allowing God to use you in powerful ways.
Oh my goodness, Zach, my pleasure. I love this. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the center, it's just life-altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I'm so grateful for the center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The center, a place of hope. Call today. A lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in, give yourself all to it. Watch what happens.
Call the Center, a Place of Hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the center. A place of hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.